Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Governor Hochul has recently announced that she will hold off on making changes to the funding formula for school districts in New York State until next year's budget. Hearing all this, we're still seeing reports of districts making drastic cuts, teacher layoffs, and the like. What is causing districts to make these drastic cuts if it's not a change in the funding formula?
Yeah, I think it's twofold. One, certainly pleased to hear the governor, offer some thoughts in terms of, pausing or delaying some of her foundation aid proposals. But I think that the two things are, one, there are a number of school aid related proposals that she made as part of her executive budget proposal in January. And we don't know for sure if she's talking about delaying all of those or some of those or just one of those. We're cautiously optimistic that the actual year-over-year cuts won't be fulfilled or that those would be restored by the legislature. But she has some other formula changes that our understanding is she's continuing to push. Perhaps in her comments, she was viewing it as the entirety. And if the entirety of her proposal is not being pursued, then she's, suggesting the remainder of that will be pushed off into future years. But school districts don't know exactly what she's referring to in its entirety. And two, certainly encouraged to hear some of those comments. But at the end of the day, until there is a final budget agreement that is agreed upon between the legislature and the governor, and those budget bills are passed and signed into law, it's a level of uncertainty that unfortunately school districts have to try to navigate around. Lack of complete detail and still a level of an uncertainty that is forcing districts to continue with budget development, with limited information, and what they do have isn't necessarily, comfortable still for a lot of them.
I know that the federal government put an end to COVID funding for districts from the federal government. How much of that plays a role in a school district's decision to make cuts like this too?
Yeah, I think, you know, those stimulus dollars, the federal COVID dollars, for the most part, are expiring kind of at the end of this current school year into the beginning of the next school year. So summer, early fall of 2024. I think most districts used and are using those dollars appropriately and effectively, knowing that they are one-time use funding. So I think districts have generally been able to plan around that reality or upcoming reality. Now, that doesn't make all of this easy. You know, those dollars are, for the most part, funding programs and services, in some cases, capital or equipment, but funding programs and services that, you know, are being used and ideally have value to the staff and the students in the school district. So even if a district knew that program was temporary or those services were temporary, you know, the upcoming loss of those programs or potential loss of those programs is not easy. Add that on top of, you know, the governor's state aid proposal that for a number of districts is challenging, either, you know, year over year cuts or increases that were much smaller than current law would have provided or would provide. You know, so not necessarily directly tied into each other, but for the purposes of, you know, the programs and services that a district is able to offer its students, it's related in that way. So the, you know, a potential impact across the board on the programs and services that districts offer.
What could be some other factors that are prompting districts to make drastic budget cuts?
Yeah, that's a good question. And that's part of an issue that we've been trying to, at the School Boards Association, trying to communicate over the past few weeks to legislators. You know, you see kind of, as you're referencing, districts putting out layoff notices. Now, one of the pieces of that is a layoff notice or an announcement of layoff notices doesn't by itself guarantee that those layoffs will occur. But a lot of districts, you know, under the terms of their contracts with teachers and other employees within the district, a lot of those contracts require advance notice of layoffs, often in the 60 to 90 day range in advance of the beginning of the new school year for budget purposes, which is July 1st. So a school district, if they are in a situation where they may have to consider layoffs, in order to even get to that point, they would have to issue a layoff notice within that 60 or 90 day time period. Now, if we have a state budget that restores some of these cuts or all of these cuts and provides some additional increases for districts, you know, in an ideal world, some of those layoff notices will not have to be fulfilled. And those positions can be maintained, restored, preserved. But in order to even consider those layoffs, if a district needs to, they need to provide that advance notice. And so that's why you're seeing over the past few weeks, probably for the next couple weeks, a lot of districts issue those layoff notices. And that timing is in conjunction with the local budget development process that districts are, you know, crossing their T's and dotting their I's right now in advance of the May vote on the third Tuesday in May next month.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.